I believe our two granddaughters are in cahoots to drive us crazy. Just when we have one satisfied with something, the other one, who was doing nicely with their own project or toy, desires immediately what the other one just received. It seems as if they are purposely doing this, like a tag team, although we know it is not intentional as they are turning 2 and 4 next month and do not have the capacity to plan to that extent. Or do they? We believe it is human nature. Cahoot is usually used in the phrase, in cahoots. It means to be in an alliance up to no good. It describes conspiring activities to do an unlawful or wrongful act. Cahoots also describes groups working collectively, making plans that become unlawful. Many suppose China and Russia are in cahoots over the Ukraine incursion as an anti-Western assault. Politicians are often accused of being in cahoots with certain business leaders when property deals are made for a new venture and large sums of money are profited. Cahoot may derive from the French word cahute, meaning cabin, or hut. This insinuates the notion of two or more people hidden away working together. Some believe the word may stem from the French word cohort, which derived from the Latin cohortem, meaning enclosure. The Roman army began using the word cohort for an enclosed or confined group of soldiers. This was extended to a group of individuals with something in common. There is also the idiom, go cahoots, meaning to enter a partnership. A group of investors may go cahoots on a new restaurant. By using the word cahoots, the implication is raised that something may not be above board with the venture. Cahoot gained wide usage in the Southwest United States in the 1800s. It was used to denote a company of men on a predatory excursion, and usually in nefarious business. Stories were told during the expansion of the U.S. western states of train holdups and bank robberies done in cahoots. Jesse was in cahoots with the varmints. Other words like cahoots are affiliation, collusion, combination, and partnership. Partnership, combination, and affiliation are alliances for a particular purpose to accomplish a goal that does not necessarily have the malevolent aspect of cahoot. Collusion is a secret understanding, often with intent to defraud. This differs from cahoot in the sense that everything is secret and may be revealed over time. When someone is in cahoots, you do not trust them because you know they are up to no good. Collusion is a verb while cahoot is a noun. Lily and Scotty are certainly not in cahoots for a malicious intent on their part. But flawed human nature can turn the best intents into improper actions. We believe the girls did not conspire to plan their actions, but the warped desire to have what others possess at any cost drives the actions. Coveting is the word the Bible uses for this concept. When someone covets something, wrong actions often follow. That's why the Ten Commandments warn us about coveting. It is endemic to humanity from birth. The only solution is a change of heart. And that is something that cannot be accomplished on our own. So, since Scotty and Lily are probably more apt to covet what the other has, they are not guilty of working in cahoots, which would mean they are not working together to drive us crazy. At least we hope so. John would like to know if anyone has a sincere interest in a relevant word that he could possibly research for an upcoming column. If so, please send your requests to wordwisdom2021@gmail.com. Words will be selected according to relevance and research criteria. We cannot confirm that all words will be used. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.